This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Are all blessed to be here, and this is coming on 25 years. I've been doing these Friday trainings and amplified it virtually through the Breakfast of Champions with great people and great community. Ramon, you and I have talked about this community as an inspiration for the focal point of my mission of building a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. And sometimes that collective consciousness, the collective prayer can have an impact, a miraculous impact to give peace and ease to those that may be at dis-ease. And so Scott, my friend, and Ramon, and everyone in this community, may my prayers and quantum healing be part and parcel to your ease today and all days forward. Thank you, brother. It's good to see you. Not normal for us, Ramon, to start on a somber, more delicate energy. We like to rock and roll normally, but sometimes you have to take a moment and be at ease and be at peace and allow the omniscient and all powerful to provide a divine direction in divine time, even as we conclude our journeys as well. So bless you all. Today, I'm going traditional training, by the way. We're going to train on something that's extremely important to me. It's collaboration. Which leads to the coordination and the coincidences that we want. And today, in the era of separation, where people seek agreement, not appreciation, you see, in order to get agreement, whether it's implied, written, or oral, there has to be some alignment in the stable data that appears to be real, the participation in that agreement. And I'm trying to shift the focal point, the paradigm, into collaboration and appreciation. And those are both very relative to each other. So today's training will go about 30 minutes on collaboration and trying to get the skills, the key skills necessary to collaborate and appreciate. Stop trying to come to agreement. We rarely are in agreement, whether it's implied, written, or oral, because time, emotion, and value will change the minute we come to an agreement. So I'm trying to allow all of us to use the mixed skills to create collaboration and appreciation of our disagreement, of our differences. And if we can learn to add value to each other by understanding, not changing, understanding our perspectives and appreciation and collaboration, that's where the productivity, the accessibility, and the gratitude lies. And so today's training will be a collaboration training. Speaking of great people, this kid has exceeded my expectations, and I certainly appreciate him as he is here every Friday moderating the best room on Clubhouse, the incredible Nick of Wom, the well-oiled machine. Nick, why don't you set the room, and then we'll get into the collaboration training.
Beautiful and happy Friday, everybody. David, I'll tell you, it is a honor and a privilege to be here with you each and every Friday. And as everybody, as we get ready for today's incredible training on collaboration, as David mentioned, he's going to empower us for the first 30 minutes, and then we will open it up for a little bit of Q&A. So as you guys think of your questions, please use the hand in the lower right-hand corner of your screen to request to join the stage, and we will aim to bring you up. Also, as David is getting started here, let's make sure we're sharing this beautiful community in this room with all of our friends, family, colleagues, anybody that we believe would benefit from this incredible conversation. Always want to continue to share the abundance with anybody and everybody that we know. And I know, David, we have a pretty incredible schedule coming up, even just focusing on the next week. This upcoming Monday, July 15th, we're going to be up at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles hosting a mastermind with some incredible guests like Marie Diamond and Ike from Ike's Love and Sandwiches and Greg Lutzka, the X Game gold medalist, and so many more. Of course, going through the rest of the week, we have the big one on Friday, folks. Friday, July 19th at YouTube Theater in Los Angeles. Dane Cook, David Meltzer, The Collab. We're going to have special guests like Baron Davis and Marshall Falk, hosted by Rob Riggle. And if you would like to join us, you can, of course, get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, as we would absolutely love to see you there. And then most certainly, but not least, on Saturday, the 20th of July, we're going to be back in New York City for the Aspire Business Tour with some incredible other friends, speakers, and guests like Martha Stewart and Stephen A. Smith and Alex Rodriguez and Big Poppy and so many more. And of course, we will be hosting a VIP dinner at the end of the day after the Aspire Business Tour. So if you would like to join us, of course, you can reach out to David directly, david@dmeltzer.com, and join the text community as well, which is 949-298-2905. So you're getting the reminders on where David is going to be. Now, with that said, David, I will turn it back over to you to guide us through this first half of the collaboration training.
Yeah, thank you. And that idea of collaboration was one which Dane and I came up with. How do we get people to think bigger? How do we get people to appreciate and collaborate instead of create a distance of resistance, of separation, when the majority of the people have a common perspective of creating kindness and generosity and gratitude in the world, but get stuck on sticky points that create this distance of resistance? And so I wanted to have the collaboration where Dana and I would collaborate with the audience as well as all of the big name people, allowing them to collaborate with you as well. So I'm going to be promoting, protecting, and loving all of the ideas that come out and the appreciation of the differentiation of adding value. And so to that end, when we look at the skills that are necessary to working well with others, it is more important than ever that we develop these skills as we are more separate in our social silos, in our day-to-day, in person, on the phone, via email, and social silos. As teams grow and our careers, our activities that we get paid for get trickier, there needs to be a development of the ability to collaborate smoothly in the world, whether it be in your family, your friends, your associates, your businesses, politics, religion. We need to learn to collaborate. As you can see, the tension and the resistance that's created in each of those realms is creating more and more interference from the omniscient and all-powerful that runs through us in an infinite loop. Collaboration means using a mix of skills, such as being able to effectively communicate and effectively listen to understand, not change, different points of view in order for us to coordinate an activity or an action aligned with where we want to be or better in a collective manner, which holds an exponential power. I'll look at different key skills that help people collaborate, work together, and discover how much we can get done together, not separately. Collaboration skills enable individuals to work effectively with others, whether it's within your family or team, across different teams and different organizations and different parties, it doesn't matter. This idea facilitates constructive interactions that provide productive outcomes, sharing in decision-making, and allowing us to collectively achieve a divine direction in divine time, objectives beyond what we can even measure or understand. Understanding the coordination and collaboration of a group and the dynamics that foster this open communication of appreciation, which builds mutual respect and also promotes, protects, and loves a shared vision that creates this healthy collaboration. Collaboration skills are essential for a multitude of reasons, especially in today's technological world that is accelerating, aggregating, and compounding in the interconnected global world as well as the infinite world. And it matters. It matters because collaboration is necessary to increase productivity. The collective group, whether it be here in Breakfast of Champions or in your own lives, pool together not only their strengths, but their weaknesses, and allows us to utilize our greatest, highest capability to make the workload, the interference, lighter and more manageable for everyone within the context of the collective. As a result, the tasks that are at hand and the interference that is present is dissipated, dissolved, and disappears faster and with greater efficiency. The better team in that communication and collaboration also allows for better innovation and creativity. Diverse minds bring diverse ideas, and working within a silo or a vacuum creates a monolithic result. Collaboration allows for a fusion of perspectives, a diverse perspective of appreciation, the word appreciation meaning adding value and leading us all to more innovative solutions and more creative and co-creative outcomes, defining coincidences, consequences, results. It also improves the problem solving. You've all heard two heads are better than one, which means that multiple viewpoints allow us to make and find solutions or resolutions or attain resolve to complex problems. I study Einstein, and one of the things that I learned about Einstein is I am looking at one of the greatest minds and collectives, is that Einstein really wasn't a very good mathematician, probably one of the finest applied mathematic theorists ever in have ever walked this earth, but he had to collaborate with so many different scientists and mathematicians in order to prove his applied theories, the applied theories of specific and general relativity, which is a cornerstone to perspective and will be utilized as a foundational principle of collaboration in order to specifically allow us all to appreciate our differences. The collective not only provides a better channel of learning, but also growth. Collaboration allows for the sharing of knowledge and expertise, especially through the cloud, whether it be the iCloud, the Mail Cloud, or the Apple Cloud. Individuals can learn from each other, leading to both personal and professional growth in its greatest capacity. It creates relationships in this specific and general relativity of strength and a bond of trust and of like, notating that value in a collaborative team can only be effectuated by providing more of what the team likes and takes away what the team doesn't like, which are the only two categorically value-driven perspectives of a collaborative team and individuals. Effective collaboration fosters amazing relationships and trust among its members. This also boosts morale, which boosts engagement, which boosts productivity, and will also lead to more cohesive, harmonious work environment. And the word harmonious, inherent within it, is appreciation. When things are in harmony, everyone's strengths and weaknesses are aligned with one another, and there's a perfect balance of skills, knowledge, and desire within the context of that collaborative, coordinated movement. It also is the best use of resources. The waste that occurs today because of the accessibility and the technology that exists, the amount of things that are wasted today, whether it be resources that are survival-based, like air and water and food, or whether it's just in a material and a monetary way of all the waste that is not utilized in an infinite loop of abundance of more than enough of everything. And it's collaboration that means and drives us to share our resources, through knowledge, through tools and manpower. This leads to the optimization of all matter. It also allows for the individual to reach its higher self. And as individuals, we enhance our own skills along with the coordinated movement in order to facilitate getting to where we want to be or better. Working and appreciating closely with other individuals to provide a range of skills and competencies that will help refine our own skill set. Notating through mentorship, the ability to ask someone for directions to where they are, or coaching, the ability to bring the best out of us, or teaching somebody who has the capability of explaining what the heck this means, which a lot of times I need a great teacher to help explain what the hell I mean to me and to others. There's a variety of different types of collaborative skills that are necessary and are multifaceted in the depth of understanding how we all can significantly enhance our collaborative endeavors to coordinate in this movement towards a divine direction in its own divine time. And of course, within the context of collaboration is effective communication. Effectively communicating with the omniscient, all-knowing, and all-powerful that protects, promotes, and loves us and allows us to effectively communicate what we have to others. This effective communication is the foundational principle to collaboration, and it is the number one reason why projects, why trajectories succeed or fail. Effective communication ensures that everyone understands with stable data the objectives of the task at hand and the trajectory of the task at hand and the emotional attachment in the pursuit of the task at hand without attaching all three of those to the outcome. And it also allows us to look at the contribution of the individuals and fit it into a larger, cohesive, coordinated, appreciative picture, a larger picture that is of a common greater good. When team members can articulate a quantitative value and an idea, but also have an open-minded, open-hearted, and open-handed ability to provide feedback, to ask questions, and provide suggestions with clarity, the collaborative effort becomes much more streamlined, productive, and most importantly, free of interference or misunderstanding or dis-ease. And in order to effectuate this effective communication, we need to be an active listener. You see, there's three types of listeners. Two of them interfere with this collaborative effort and skill. The first is the interrupter, and we all know the interrupter are people who do not actively listen. They just want to let you know what they think. They're seeking, with a need to be offended and right, agreement from everyone. Unrealistic as it is, there's a majority of the people that are interrupters just can't wait to tell you what they think. Seeking an agreement that's an impossibility in life and creating a separation, a distance of resistance that only interferes with the efficiency, effectiveness, and statistical success that they actually seek. The second type of listener is the waiter. These are more common in the respect that they're polite. They pretend as if they're actively listening to what you're saying, but just can't wait to interrupt you. They can't wait. They're waiting to tell you what they think, also seeking agreement and impossibility that only creates separation and resistance instead of understanding and appreciation, which are the fuel to collaboration to create the efficiencies, effectiveness, and statistical success for everyone. Active listening involves in the third type of listener is an active listener that processes information, that is more interested than interesting. And the active listener involves fully focusing their attention and intention on understanding and responding to a speaker rather than merely hearing the message passively to interrupt or wait to interrupt. When team members practice active listening, they demonstrate respect for the speaker's viewpoint, giving it appreciation and ensuring that they accurately capture with stable data the essence of what's being shared, notated by questions and suggestions. In a conversation, if you're not giving suggestions and questions, then you're not an active listener. Providing a collaborative setting where diverse perspectives come together in appreciation, active listening becomes even more essential. It ensures that all voices are acknowledged, valued, and considered, appreciated, and leading to a better decision-making and more inclusive environment of appreciation, not agreement. The aspect of that ability to effectively communicate and actively listen leads to effective teamwork, a byproduct of the coordinated collaborative movement that is created by the effective communication and active listening. Effective teamwork involves understanding group dynamics, valuing each member's contributions, and putting team goals above your own personal ambitions. In collaborative environments, it ensures responsibilities are distributed and deadlines are met, with projects being completed with a collective intelligence, with a collective intuition, with a collective inspiration. The power of teamwork is evident in its ability to harness diverse perspectives, skills, and expertise to achieve common goals within the context of appreciation, the ability to add value. Remember, when your house appreciates, it goes up in value. So does your team and the team in which its organization is involved with. The next skill set that is utilized in collaborative coordinated movement in this collaboration is problem solving, the resolve, the resolution, the clearing the interference between you and what already exists, the efficient, effective ease in the dissolution of the dis-ease. The problem solving involves identifying challenges, analyzing those challenges and its underlying causes, brainstorming in a collective consciousness potential solutions and implementing the most viable option that is available by prioritizing what's important by the alignment of stable data of knowing our what, knowing our who we can help and who can help us, and our how. By utilizing the 24 hours that's given today according to the circumstances that exist, the meaning of the past, and our own self-image in the future, utilizing faith that we're protected, promoted, and loved, what we don't understand or know, how an outcome that's not aligned with what we want, what we planned, or what we even think in any realm is protecting, promoting, and loving us. For instance, when a startup encounters a glitch, a challenge, a setback, a failure, a mistake, which happens about 8 times a day, it's not just up to the team of developers to solve this issue. It's not just up to the management. It's not just up to the salespeople. Everyone must communicate updates to the users, providing greater value to the customer, handling inquiries. Leadership must strategize and long-term implications of the entire collective to integrate an approach that ensures the solution is not only technically sound, but also considers the broader implications for the business, its customers, and employees. To provide and prioritize decision-making is an aspect and outcome of the collaborative movement within any organization or team. Resolution, resolution, resolve. The name itself implies that it already exists. You just have to figure out what you're doing to interfere with it. And given the diverse personalities in a conflict resolution, and the backgrounds and perspectives of teams, when we seek agreement, we will only attain disagreement. In fact, our companies spend approximately about almost 3 hours each week in conflict. And its presence of conflict determines the success of collaboration, of how this conflict is managed. What are we doing with what's interfering with our trajectory, our divine direction, our divine timing of that direction? Conflict resolution involves understanding, again, not changing, not agreement or disagreement, the underlying causes of the disagreement, mediating through discussion of effective communication and stable data, the finding of appreciation of that solution, which then becomes agreeable, not an agreement. You see, appreciation creates agreeable amenities, not agreement, which leads to the next skill of collaboration, coordination, and utilizing the divine movement, which is adaptability. Within the context of each day in the divine direction, in divine time, taking into account the individual circumstances that exist for each of us, we must be adaptable. We must utilize the AAA strategy to get alignment, to take action in a coordinated movement with collaboration, but also collaborate in the adjustment, the adaptability. A team that's adaptable is better equipped to not only handle unexpected challenges, but also to capitalize on all the new options, opportunities, and touches of favor. It's the adaptability that raises our awareness to all that we're given so that we don't feel punished. Although that we are getting kicked in the face 8 times a day, we see the options, opportunities, and touches of favor, and we seek new opportunities that are aligned with the divine direction and divine time, with where we want to be or better, without focusing in on what's missing, what we don't have, what's interfering with the infinite loop of more than enough of everything for everyone. When we embrace our skill set of adaptability within the context of collaboration, it will only foster a culture of continuous learning, innovation, creativity, where all team members are open to feedback, suggestions, and questions, that are willing to explore new approaches and are not afraid, or just spend minutes and moments afraid of what most people on earth, except for wet babies, don't like, which is change, because wet babies are the only ones I've ever met that love change. This fluidity that's created through the collaborative coordinated movement ensures the collaborative efforts remain relevant, efficient, and aligned in the divine direction, in the divine objective, in the divine time, according to the environment that exists today, utilizing the AAA strategy to get alignment, take action, and prepare for that adjustment. And then as I finish up, the final skill set is my love language, time. Time management, being a student of your calendar, effective time management will ensure that all of the activities we get paid for, not paid for, our sleep, are completed in the divine time that involves coordinating our schedules, prioritizing our activities, and meeting or beating the deadlines in which we impose upon ourselves daily in order to facilitate the prioritization of getting as much done as we can, but getting the most important things done first by knowing our what, our who, our how, and our now, and applying our why. Time is my love language because it's the common denominator of all matter, subjective and objective matter. Time management techniques will help you focus on what's most important and prioritize everything within the context of the 24 hours in which you're guaranteed every single day, except for the last day of your life. You will be cheated seconds, minutes, and hours, I promise you. But to utilize that perspective of prioritization, which is the antidote to what? To feeling overwhelmed. It is also the antidote to procrastination. Both are interferences of what? Collaboration, coordination, and movement. These techniques will allow you not only to prioritize the most crucial and important activities of each day, but will allow you to allow you and all members to coordinate their roles, their responsibilities, their prioritization for a smoother collaboration. All people and teams and organizations and families that use the student of the calendar, these time management tools, in order to effectuate how to manage their activities to be more productive, more accessible, and more gracious, to be more efficient, effective, and statistically successful, to allow greater aggregation, acceleration, and compounding exponentially their outcomes, coincidences, and results aligned in divine time with the divine direction, allowing them to be a ferocious Buddha, ferocious with time, and Buddhist with the outcomes. Doing so will help foster an environment of open communication of suggestions and questions with mutual respect and appreciation to add value to everything and everyone so that everyone is aligned in the divine. If you want to align with the divine, if you want to work in an infinite loop with divine time, then let's all appreciate. Let's stay out of agreement. Let's dissipate the disagreement and utilize appreciation in the diversity, equity, and inclusion of being different, of knowing that you are a fingerprint, one in a trillion chance of being here, one in 8 billion people on earth. You are an individual who is part and parcel to an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought that we all appreciate and collaborate, coordinate, and move within. In order to be efficient, effective, and statistically successful, I'm requesting of all of our community to help collaborate, to help appreciate. Let's realize there is no agreement. Let's dissipate the disagreements with appreciation. This has been the collaborative training. It is a core component of what we all seek to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of our own potential so that all of us can make more money, help more people, and have more fun in our lives so that we all can be happy. We can only spend minutes and moments in unhappiness, in interference, in disagreement. Allow yourself to utilize appreciation, to utilize gratitude as a perspective of that appreciation, to find the light, the love, and the lessons, forgiveness for when we don't, accountability to give us control, to be responsible, attract, and participate in a perception, to learn lessons, notating that life is only about the lessons, and pain will indicate that we have more lessons to learn, and the lessons will keep on coming until we learn them so that we can live inspired, effectively communicating, collaborating, coordinating, and moving towards a greater good, a higher self. If anybody would like the student in the calendar, if anybody would like the collaborative exercise and training that I've given today, I'll be more than happy to send that along to you along with my book. I will sign it, send it to you, pay for shipping, and the book as always. I hope to see you at the collab this coming Friday, a week from today in Los Angeles. Just go to Ticketmaster. Come and join Dane Cook and Rob Riggle and Marshall Falk and Baron Davis, Maria Diamond, Diane Cannon, and many, many more as we all collaborate together and discuss the appreciation, the value that we bring to each other. And if you can't make Los Angeles, I'll fly overnight to the East Coast with Stephen A. Smith and David Goggins and Martha Stewart and Big Poppy and A-Rod and Tim Story, just to name a few. Come and meet us at Madison Square Garden. Also, you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster for that event, and both have a VIP dinner coordinated with it with all of the special guests. So come and meet those people. Let's appreciate the collaboration to elevate all ships. Appreciate you. This is the collaboration training. Just email me, David@dmeltzer.com.